The Oklahoma Senate on Wednesday sent the governor two bills to clamp down on protests. House Bill 1674 grants drivers who hit protesters in the road immunity if they feared they'd be hurt or killed, even if a protester dies. Norman Republican Senator Rob Standridge repeatedly cited an incident in Tulsa last summer where a man drove through a crowd on the inner dispersal loop protesting police violence against black Americans. One man fell off the overpass and was paralyzed. Standridge was reminded the driver was not charged in that case.
Why would we wait for somebody that's fearing for their life to be charged by a DEA that wants to make a political case of something? We see that it's around the country. We don't need it here, so let's just put it on the books.
Tulsa Democratic Senator Kevin Matthews said protest is the only recourse his North Tulsa community has.
Would you be upset if people look like you were killed without being armed by people that are armed to protect them?
Matthews, who chairs the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre Centennial Commission, also took exception to the bill's many references to riots.
And let me give you some context. In my community, people were bombed from the air. People had cannons shot into our churches. Some accounts, 300 people dead and businesses burned down, and it was said that my people were rioting.
The Senate also gave final passage to House Bill 1643, which prohibits publishing identifying information about police or public officials online to threaten, intimidate, or harass them, a practice known as doxing. There's existing state law against online harassment. HB 1643 includes someone's name in the personally identifiable information that is not to be published. Minority Leader Kay Floyd asked Durant Republican Senator David Bullard how far his bill goes.
If an officer has a name badge on, which they wear, and a bystander takes a picture of that officer and that badge name is showing, then possibly that could be a violation.
That would be correct. That is the point of it, is to make sure and protect that personal identification name.
Oklahoma City Democratic Senator George Young questioned the timing of the bill. This is the first legislative session in Oklahoma after last summer's nationwide protests over police violence against black Americans, including the killing of George Floyd.
The foundation of this bill is to keep institutional racism alive. Many of you may not agree with that, but you got to look at it beyond your own positions and look at it through the eyes of others who this type of legislation would impact.
ACLU of Oklahoma condemned both measures. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.